N4IQ mobile.
U2T mobile.
I take that back. I'm not mobile. I'm mobile gliding on the porch here.
Got a pull today.
That's right. Bipodal mobile. This, I've got a glider here that's right next to the radio on the porch here, so that's what I'm doing. Have another cup of coffee. Already walked my dogs this morning, just having a third cup of coffee. So where are you headed to?
Home. I had to go pick up something at the post office that had come in. And I'm going to go home and had to go by the grocery store. So I've got what I needed there. So I'm headed back to the house and I'll work on an antenna, do some soldering, and then see if I can get somebody over here to help me get it in the air because I don't have a launcher. And me and slingshots don't work too well, so, you know. But that's about it. My travels are, you know, I mean, in the last week and a half, I've traveled a whole 35 miles, and that's the doctor's office, different grocery stores, and the post office several times, so go figure.
Well, if you didn't have to haul stuff around, you'd probably go on your bike, if you had one. Yeah, well, we took a day off from staying at home and went up to Blue Ridge. That was about a week, well, probably a week and a half ago or more. Got up there and found out the parkway is closed. So you could get on at Asheville. You go 8 miles one way and 8 miles the other way, and that was it.
I know they had closed the parkway. Last time I talked to someone, they said the parkway was open. The park itself was closed, but the parkway was open. Interesting. I guess you just can't, they just don't want you riding around up there now.
They had some construction crews working on the road, but it wasn't anything that would, you know, that normally they would just ratchet you around. And let's see, a couple of the park buildings, museums and displays, and I can't remember exactly what they are, but they were all closed. Nobody in the buildings, nobody in the parking lot. It was deserted. And I guess in that, maybe in the 16 miles we went either way, there was maybe, in that area, maybe three overlooks. They were just packed. I mean, you could hardly find a parking slot. And I would say the majority of those people were up there riding their bikes, even though part of it was closed. I mean, it was like they're having you know, bicycle races or something. It was, I couldn't see any social distancing going on at the overlooks. Now, once I got on the bikes, that was something else, but it was packed.
A friend of mine lives up that way. She said she went up and walked a few of the trails the other day. She was able to walk a couple of the trails. You know, nobody else on the trail but her, and so she walked a couple of trails, didn't go far, but went up there and just had a chance to look around and see what's going and all that, but, yeah, it's, you know, it's strange as to what you can go and find where and what's kind of open and what's kind of not, and, you know, it's hard to determine where you can go if you can go anywhere at all, you know?
That's right. Well, one thing's for sure, you know, I just go to Home Depot and Lowe's, they're packed. I haven't been going there. I'm staying away from places like that. But anyway, just been enjoying the really nice spring weather we've been having here. I can't believe this. It's just so nice out here.
You'd agree. degrees. It's a little cool, but, you know, it's not bad. And a long sleeve shirt and a light jacket maybe or something like that, you're okay. But, you know, pretty much, you know, I'm headed back to the house. Like I said, I've got to join the coax to a ladder line for this antenna I'm going to put up. It's a G5RV that someone gave me. He got it used at Hamfest last year, and so he had no need for it at all, and he just passed it on to me. And with all the problems I've been having with my loop, and I haven't been able to get the wire to replace the loop, so it's still there, but it keeps getting shorter and shorter as it breaks and I repair it. But like I said, I'm going to put this G5RV up and kind of angle it a different way from where the loop is and see what I can do with it and everything, you know. Anyway, well, Bill, good to talk to you. And I hope you and the wife are doing all right and everything. I'm headed back into the yard here and got to unload the groceries and the stuff I picked up at the post office. We'll talk to you later. N4IQ, W2T.
Take care and hope you get your projects done. I just got the brunch call here, so guess I'll go in there and get something to eat. Having shrimp and grits, toast, and I don't know what else she's got. 73, N4IQ.